Voice of America.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 7th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Nigerian female professional table tennis player Funke Osinike, who is set to make a record 7th consecutive Olympic appearance in Tokyo next year. The 45-year-old Osinike qualified for the Tokyo Olympic Games after making her debut Olympic appearance at the 1996 Atlanta Games. She will become the first female table tennis player to compete in 7 consecutive Olympics. And Funke is also the first woman from Africa in any discipline to achieve the milestone. Osinike plays professional table tennis for SC Papenbüttel, a club based in Hamburg, Germany. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Funke said it's an amazingly emotional feeling to think she'll be playing in another Olympics.
A journalist asked me 4 years ago if I would be at Tokyo 2020 as an athlete. And I remember telling him that no way, that I might be there as a coach or as an administrator. So for me to have qualified for this Olympic several times, it's just unbelievable. I remembered after the qualification, when I qualified, I cried like a baby because I never believed it. This is a dream come true. I feel on top of the world. I feel short of words. Every time I think about it, it's giving me this wonderful smile that, okay, Funke, you're truly a legend, and I thank God for it.
You made your Olympic Games debut in Atlanta, 96. Can you tell Sunny Side of Sports listeners the secret behind your success?
The secret behind my success? Wow. I remember growing up in Nigeria back then. I love table tennis. Table tennis is my first love. And I even love table tennis more than now. You know, I just wanted to be a champion. I wanted to be up there. Even after the normal training, I will go and do extra training. I just wanted to beat my seniors. I just wanted to qualify. Though, if I could remember, I actually qualified for Barcelona, I think 1990, yeah, Barcelona, before Atlanta. But I was told I was too young. But I remember my coach telling me that, Funke, don't worry, you're still going to go for more Olympics. And I believed it, and look at me. So I've been so dedicated, disciplined. I have this passion for table tennis, just wanted to be a champion. And then I think God answered my prayer with hard work. That means hard work pays. And that is exactly what I'm still doing right now. Even at my age, I'm still working so hard. I'm still doing extra work. And I know that until I stop, God will continue to bless the work of my hand.
As you prepare for the Tokyo Olympic Games, have you set a target for your 7th appearance?
You know, Olympic is for the best out of the best in the world. You know, that's where we have the legends, the superstars in the world that comes together to compete, you know. I know one thing, that everybody is not going to win gold, silver, bronze. Only 3 athletes are going to win that. But my own target, you know, is for this Olympic to be better than the other ones. If only I can surpass what I did at the other ones, comes, I will be very, 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 very happy. I'm not actually saying that it's going to be easy for win gold, silver or bronze, because in table tennis, you know, the Chinese, the Asians are the dominance, you know. But for me to be up there to do something better than the other ones, that is my dream, and I just hope I can be able to achieve my dreams. And I just hope that nothing is going to stop the Olympics next year by the special grace of God.
That's Funke Oshanaike, a record-setting Nigerian professional table tennis player. And she spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Germany.
This is Funke Oshanaike, a professional table tennis player. I play for SC Pombero in Hamburg, Germany. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Seattle Storm, which blew past the Las Vegas Aces Tuesday night 92-59 to win its fourth Women's National Basketball Association title in Florida. Seattle's 33-point margin of victory was the largest in WNBA Finals history, and it completed a three-game sweep of the championship series. After scoring 26 points Tuesday night, Breonna Stewart was named the WNBA Finals Most Valuable Player. Stewart missed the 2019 WNBA season after rupturing her Achilles tendon. Seattle's victory capped an unprecedented year in which the WNBA's 12 teams played the entire regular season and playoffs in a quarantine bubble in Florida as a safety measure amid the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, the NBA Finals are also taking place in Florida. The Los Angeles Lakers are within one victory of a record-tying 17th NBA title after a victory Tuesday night over the Miami Heat. The AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Anthony Davis drained a game-clenching three-pointer with 39.5 seconds left as the Lakers downed the Heat 102-96 to take a 3-1 lead in the finals. The long bucket made it 191, starting the celebration that took the Lakers all night to earn.
All season said we don't want to be a team that loses two in a row, and we have the ability to make that happen. So we was already on edge about coming in and being ready to do whatever we had to do to get this win.
LeBron James finished with 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists, and helping L.A. bounce back from Sunday's 115-104 loss to Miami.
Tonight was one of those games where we had to win on a defensive end and make some timely shots. But I think when you start thinking like, okay, well, I can't be great tonight, or we can't be great tonight, okay, we just have to figure it out, then you sell yourself short.
Jimmy Butler scored 22 points for the Heat.
We know we got to be better. We know that we can be better, as I've been saying this entire time. We show glimpses of it, and then we make some crucial mistakes, whether it be on the defensive end or the offensive end, and beat ourselves in the end. But like I always say, they're a really, really, really good team. We got to play damn near perfect to beat them. We didn't do that tonight.
Bam Adebayo delivered 15 points in his first game since missing two straight with a neck injury.
We can't have so many pockets of undisciplined basketball. I feel like that dictated the game a lot. We had certain spurts where, you know, it was early shots in the shot clock, and giving up easy baskets and transition.
I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. The Lakers can win the NBA Finals with a victory Friday night in Game 5 in Florida.
Yo, yo, yo. Sporty greetings, man. I'm Evelyn Akato, forward for the Tigress Nigerian Women's National Team and Flams Carollo Basket. Bonjour, bonjour, my people. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19. Thank you so much.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. On the tennis beat, 12-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal is through to the semifinals in Paris after a straight sets victory against Italian teenager Jannik Sinner. The final score from Roland Garros, 7-6, 6-4, and 6-1. The match ended early Wednesday morning at 1:26 local time in Paris, and it was played in cold, windy conditions. At the post-match news conference, Nadal questioned the scheduling.
The problem is the weather. You know, having 2 days in the middle is not a big deal. Of course, it's not the ideal. Finish a match at 1:30 in the morning. But the problem is the weather. It's too cold to play. Honestly, it's very, very cold to play tennis. No, I know football players plays under these conditions, but it's a little bit different because they are all the time moving. No, we stop, we come back, you know, we stop on the changeovers. You know, it isn't a sport that you are stopped in a lot of moments. No, so I think it's a little bit dangerous for the body play with this very heavy conditions. But you know, that's what happened today. I really don't know why they put it 5 matches on the Chatria today. That was a risk. I saw immediately yesterday when they sent me the schedule, because there is a chance that there is a couple of long matches. That's what happened. A little bit unlucky, of course, but for me, I just try to be patient, accept everything, and be in a positive shape, and that's what I did.
That Spanish tennis star, Rafael Nadal, speaking at the French Open in Paris.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafoe. You're listening to Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Washington Post soccer writer Steve Goff has been talking with Dan Friedel about a new crop of young, talented American players who compete for major European clubs. Dan asks Steve, are there any distinguishing characteristics that these young players share?
There's a mix. You know, some of these guys came through MLS youth academies, developed their skills there, and then eventually went over to Europe. Like Weston McKennie started in the FC Dallas system. Giovanni Reyna was in the New York City FC youth system and then went overseas. There are other guys who are dual nationals, like Serginho Dest. He's with Ajax. You know, he's Dutch-American. Barcelona and Bayern Munich have been chasing him. So, you know, two huge clubs looking at a U.S. national team player. You know, he's a little bit different because he grew up in Europe. He's from Europe. He happens to have U.S. family roots, so he's eligible for the U.S. team. You know, then you have other guys who, you know, like Christian Pulisic. He's from Pennsylvania. He went over to Germany at a young age. He was in the Dortmund system as a young teenager. He worked his way up and became a Dortmund player. So, the experiences in Europe certainly bring out the best in you individually. But there are other guys who came through the U.S. youth system and then went overseas. So you know, there's various reasons why they are in the position they are right now.
One issue that you point out in your story is that Greg Berhalter hasn't been able to put together a training camp for eight or 9 months.
They haven't been together as a group for a very long time. They hope to be together again in November with all the European players, so they don't have to worry about bringing over U.S.-based players. They'd have all their European-based guys in training camp and play a game or two. And then, you know, there's some things scheduled in early 2021. Hopefully those can take place. We don't know. The pandemic is really in charge here. Ideally, they'll be able to start World Cup qualifying next summer, but that could get pushed to next fall. And, you know, these are the challenges for a coach, especially the coach of a group of young players who really haven't spent much time together as a unit. You know, for the U.S. to qualify, they go through CONCACAF, which is North and Central America and the Caribbean. It's not the most difficult region of the world to qualify. The U.S. should never never fail. You know, they should always qualify for a World Cup. So that's where things stand. No excuses. You know, Berhalter has to get these guys together in these camps, hopefully, and start forming a cohesive unit. And then, you know, away they go. It's, you know, U.S., Mexico, Costa Rica are the traditional powers in this part of the world, and all three should qualify for the World Cup in late 2022 in the Middle East.
Well, Steve Goff from the Washington Post, it was great to get a chance to talk to you. Glad that you're back watching soccer and talking about things like the World Cup. It certainly would have been a little sad to see some of these marquee events, you know, get put on the shelf for a while longer. Hopefully 2021 will be a year full of exciting soccer events that we can all pay attention to. Thanks for joining us on the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yeah, my pleasure, Dan. Anytime.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Mitrović-Sredović, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. In African athletics, you might say a Burundian refugee named Rose is blossoming after taking up a running program in Hong Kong. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, VOA's Gwen Uten tells us more. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. 38-year-old Burundian refugee who goes by the name Rose has lived in Hong Kong for nearly 5 years and has faced significant challenges raising her son in a new country. But with the help of the charity organization Run, Rose's life has blossomed with a newfound interest in running that she tells VOA she wishes she discovered years ago.
Running is my passion. I just regret why I didn't do it before when I was in my home country.
Rose says she literally ran from her home country, Burundi, in search of peace. After first living in a refugee camp in neighboring Rwanda, she and her son fled to Uganda before finally settling down in Hong Kong, a place she says she had only seen in movies.
When I first came in Hong Kong, life was really difficult, not only about money, and I didn't know anyone. I was new in this big country, no one to help me. I had a small baby. Life was really difficult.
Hong Kong features beautiful trails that are ideal for hiking and running, and it was there through the Run organization that she found the peace she'd been searching for and the support she needed to reclaim herself.
After I know the Run organization, everything I can say was really good. They not only helping with the rent, but with everything they try the best that they can.
Virginie Golfels is the director of Run, and she says her organization does more than just encourage running. It offers hope, especially to asylum seekers who have made a life in Hong Kong.
Run stands for more than running. Run stands for rebuild the lives of vulnerable refugees, unite them as a community and with the local Hong Kong community, and nurture them into a more hopeful future through life skills and education. The situation of refugees and asylum seekers is very difficult in Hong Kong. When you're alone with a child, this makes things extremely complicated. It means that you need to rely on NGOs to top up your rent to be able to live in a safe place. NGOs play a very big role for refugees and asylum seekers in Hong Kong, especially when they suffer from trauma. Hong Kong does not offer any rehabilitation service or adult education. Refugees are very resilient and strong people, and they love to challenge themselves like any other person.
Asylum seekers and refugees involved with the organization hike and run to rebuild their mental and physical strength and rediscover a sense of community. And Run volunteer Allie Lohr says she saw the change in Rose within a short period of time.
For 6 months, I was volunteering regularly, and I met Rose, and through 6 months, I could see her really progress as a runner, and you can really see her strength build and her confidence build even over that short period of 6 months. What's also great about the running community is that it really is a community. I think people think it's a very solitary sport, but it really isn't. When you go on these trail races, you see people that are just as crazy as you, just as like-minded, who are willing to go out on the trails for hours and hours on end.
Rose has also established a community off the trail as a qualified caregiver for the elderly in Hong Kong. She's also taken part in a parenting class to learn how to be a better mother for her son. Virginie Golfel says Rose has made tremendous strides in running and in life as well.
I think her longest distance is 35K, but she really smashed it. She's now a very confident, independent, and self-reliant mother who just simply cannot wait to restart her life.
And Rose says her love for running and her new life in Hong Kong have given her hope for a better future.
The time I was thinking there is no hope or there is no peaceful in my life, it was only sitting and crying all the time. I could not feel happy. I could not give a good example to my son, because I was like in deep darkness. I could not look forward because I was thinking I don't have tomorrow. But now everything has changed.
Rose now calls Hong Kong her home and says she will never stop running. And that is all from me. Sunny, I'll hand it back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Finally, Ugandan star Joshua Cheptegei is targeting another world record later Wednesday evening in Valencia, Spain. The 24-year-old Cheptegei is hoping to set a new 10,000 meters mark in Valencia. Ethiopia's Kenenisa Bekele set the world record of 26 minutes and 17.53 seconds 15 years ago in Brussels, Belgium. Almost 2 months ago in Monaco, Joshua broke Kenenisa's world record at 5,000 meters, clocking 12 minutes and 35.36 seconds. The Dutchman Roy Hornweg was one of the pacemakers for Cheptegei in Monaco, and he'll be the first pacemaker for Joshua in Valencia. And the young Ugandan definitely likes running in Valencia. Last year in the Spanish city, Cheptegei set a 10-kilometer road world record. And Joshua has the backing of Ethiopian legend Haile Gebrselassie, highly believes Joshua is fully capable of breaking 26 minutes on the track for 10,000 meters. Highly says of Chep, he really is a superstar. He's a gifted athlete. And simply, he's the best. And that wraps up the October 7th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's Newsmaker Interview Program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues.
Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC.